talking to the Heart and Stroke Foundation this morning, and we're talking to Corrie Erasmus, who's one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking about World Sugar Awareness Week. And Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure, and thanks for joining us again today. Talking World Sugar Awareness Week, what is World Sugar Awareness Week all about?
So it's a global campaign driven by World Action on Salt, Sugar, and Health. It's this week from the 18th, so it started yesterday until Friday the 24th, and it aims to sound the alarm about the dangers of excessive sugar consumption. Mm-hmm. The goal is to educate the public on health risks linked to added sugar and encourage the reduction, because unfortunately South Africans consume far more sugar than recommended. Mm. On average, we take about 12 to 24 teaspoons of sugar, exceeding the World Health Organization's guideline of 6 teaspoons. Sure. So this excessive intake is really what we're trying to address.
Mm-hmm. And why is the WSAW, or the World Sugar Awareness Week, important? And what is the link to cardiovascular disease?
Yes, so the excessive intake of sugar can increase your risk for obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Unfortunately, South Africa is facing an epidemic of non-communicable diseases like the ones I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And sugar is a major culprit. So most of our sugar intake at the moment comes from added sugars in processed foods and sugary drinks. And when we consume this, it causes a rapid blood sugar spike. Mm. In our blood sugar levels, and this increases our risk for heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, even liver disease and other serious health issues. So we really need to address this excessive sugar intake, especially from sugary drinks, so that we can start addressing these health trends. Mm,
right. And what initiatives are in place to assist the public in making healthy food choices at the point of purchasing food?
Yeah, so South Africa introduced a health promotion levy, or as most people know it, the sugar sweetened beverage tax in 2017, which aims to reduce the excessive sugar intake, especially from sugary drinks. Unfortunately, while this is a step in the right direction, not many people are aware of the sugar sweetened beverage tax, or experts that says it does have its limitation in convincing consumers to reduce their sugar sweetened beverage intake. So there is complementary strategies are needed, such as regulating marketing of beverages, especially to children, increasing water availability, and promoting healthy alternatives. Additionally, we need to be careful of replacing sugar with artificial sweetener, because research suggests that artificial sweeteners may also have long-term health risks, including type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. However, we do have other strategies, so listeners can use the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Heartmark endorsement program that helps consumers identify healthier options. So look for the iconic heart logo with a knife and fork. Products with this logo are lower in added sugar, salt, saturated fat, and higher in fiber.
Okay. And then, Corrie, how can listeners curb their sugar intake and reduce their risks of diabetes and cardiovascular diseases?
Yeah, so other than sugar-sweetened beverages, processed foods also contain lots of hidden sugars. So understanding the nutrition labels of these foods are very important, because labels often list sugars under different names and categories, making it difficult to understand. So look for ingredients or sugar under different names, like fructose corn syrup, dextrose, maltose, and the nutrition analysis table for the total amount of sugar on the product. So what we want is to choose food that have less than 5 grams per 100 grams of sugar, which means they are low, and avoid food that has more than 15 grams per 100 grams, which means they are high. Other things that you can do is cut back on the sugar you add to your coffee, tea, cereals, because even small reductions can make a huge difference over time. And then lastly is choose healthier desserts instead of sugar-heavy desserts. Try fresh fruit, yogurt with cinnamon, all sorts of these small changes to address your sugar one step at a time.
And those will all basically, you know, as you say, add up to reducing your sugar intake at the end of the day.
Yes, to get you closer to that recommendation of 6 teaspoons.
I mean, just sort of on that point, I was just doing a calculation, and I've this morning already probably had 3 teaspoons of sugar. And it's just past 8 o'clock. So, you know, I can imagine that the average South African goes way over 12. If you have a cool drink and you have another cup of coffee later and you have another one later and then maybe a sweet or something after that, you could probably quite easily exceed that 12, which is sort of the maximum, let alone the 6, which is recommended.
Yes, definitely. I mean, lots of people don't realize that a 330ml can of cool drink almost has, obviously it ranges from brand, but at least has around 8 teaspoons of sugar itself. Sure. And that you have within a few minutes, you can drink that.
You can consume it.
Yes.
And just playing devil's advocate here, obviously those recommended amounts are also based on your activity levels. You know, sort of it's probably not quite one size fits all, but that's the recommended. In other words, you stick to that, you're pretty much safe. But if you're very, very active and you're running around and you may be up and down working, you probably could get away with a little bit more.
Yes, you probably could, but again, it's all about nutrition quality. So we also want to make sure that the energy you are getting are
sourced good quality
from healthy foods. Yes, that you don't just get sugar and energy. You also get those important nutrients that you need, so that you would be able to get by replacing with fruit and your whole foods.
So there, it's once again a balanced, goes back to that balanced diet and the whole thing in balance.
Yes, definitely.
And then, Kari, what are some key takeaway messages from the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Yeah, sure. So I would say that just to sum up today's conversation, also by reducing your sugar intake, we can prevent these diseases like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. It's all about making small, sustainable changes for a healthier future. By cutting down on sugar, you can boost your energy levels, improve your mental clarity, support weight management, and strengthen our immune systems with healthy foods. Mm-hmm. So start small, replace sugary drinks with water, choose whole foods, read labels carefully, and then, like we said, every little change adds up.
And the important thing is the labels. You know, a lot of information by law, in fact, is on your packages. You've just got to kind of learn how to read that, and you'll know exactly what you're eating and what you're drinking.
Yes. Like I said, you want to look at the foods, the ingredients per 100 grams. That will tell you exactly if a food is high or low in the nutrient that you want to find out about.
And in this particular case, sugar. So that should be as low as possible.
Yes. So if listeners want to, because obviously now I've mentioned that a product that has more than 15 grams of sugar per 100 grams is high, but if they want to find more information on salt, sugar, fat, we do have lovely food label reading guidelines on our website as well.
And that was going to be my question, because the Heart and Stroke Foundation has information and also information on World Sugar Awareness Week. And where can listeners go to access this?
Yes, so our website is www.heartfoundation.co.za, and then they can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, or they can contact any of our offices via our head office on 021-422-1586.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and have a good Sugar Awareness Week. I suppose you are out and about promoting the awareness thereof, and looking forward to chatting next week, Tuesday.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks, Kari. That's Kari Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation.